Monday, February 22nd. The president had a very full schedule, so I didn't spend much time with him except a couple of short sessions in and out where he went through a number of odds and ends. For example, he was upset because Mrs. Nixon's show on of black art didn't get any publicity. And he wants to set up a series of PNTs with the congressional wives. He's decided to do a couple more sittings for portraits to try and get a good one. He wants to be sure and send a nice personal note to Harriet Elam, thanking her for her services. And he wanted Ehrlichman to follow up with Ronald Reagan on the McCloskey problem. In a meeting this afternoon with Dr. David, he called me in to set some schedule things for a meeting with PSAC, but then also got into a discussion of the use of aerospace unemployed scientists and made the point that he wants to try to redirect some of the science grants to this purpose. Feels that if we can spend $600 million in things through the National Science Foundation, we ought to be able to devote $100 million or so of that to the taking care of this serious unemployment problem. It's particularly sensitive because the people that are unemployed are basically our supporters this time, and all are also highly articulate. A little later, he had Harlow in and chatted for about a half an hour before he remembered what the purpose of the meeting was, which was to get into the problem of the vice president. Before that, he discussed the farm question, and Bryce urged him to try again on Hyde Murray, but also recommended Earl Botts of Purdue as an alternative that would be preferable to Spitzer, whom the president had concluded was our only other possibility. The real problem with the vice president is basically his staff, and Harlow had a few suggestions, none of them very good, as to possibilities for correction there. In any event, he's going to talk to Roy Goodearl and see what he can dredge up as to possible solutions. But he admits that it won't be easy to lick this one. The other part of the problem is the vice president's super sensitivity to taking instructions from low-level people, and his particular sensitivity to the White House. In any event, the president asked Bryce to step in and help to try to work this out, which he's agreed to do. I had a three-hour lunch with Rogers, ostensibly for the purpose of discussing State Department personnel, which we did go into in considerable detail. It was clear, however, that Rogers' principal concern was to try to work out the Henry Kissinger problem, and he specifically asked for ways that he could direct communications to the president directly rather than via Henry. Also wanted some help on trying to undo some of the operation of the NISMs, which have him concerned, as well as Mel Laird. Basically, he is sincerely trying to do what he thinks is best for the president, and of course, so is Henry, but the two of them just stay on a collision course, and somehow we've got to figure out how to work it out. Henry caught me later and made it clear that his dissatisfaction is again reaching a peak also, so we have a lot to do. The other area of discussion today was the plans for the State of the World message and we've gone back and forth on this, but the conclusion is to stay with the radio announcement, although Henry made a strong pitch and asked me to get into it with the president for reopening the question of doing it on live TV at night. The president feels very strongly this is not the right thing to do, so it's now finally been ruled out. Ziegler argues that we should release the text on Thursday, the same time as the radio address, and I've now concurred in that, and that's the plan we're going ahead with. End of February 22nd.